I was actually training to be a classical clarinetist. I wanted to play in the symphony orchestra. In fact, in my high school, I made the Georgia All-State concert group my junior and senior year in high school. And I played in a high school jazz band, but I only did it just for fun. I will say, though, when I was 14 or 15 years old, I started playing professionally in a rhythm and blues group. I was singing, and they wanted somebody to play saxophone and sang to play in the group. So I borrowed my cousin's saxophone. I was the youngest one in the group, so they made me do all the work, all the writing the charts out and making sure the parts were right and those kind of things.
At what point did you decide this is the direction I want to go?
I started doing more professional playing in rhythm and blues bands and played in the college jazz band. I started enjoying it more and actually started studying jazz myself, but still it was not going to be a vocation. When I went to graduate school, I finally figured out that the ability to make a living being a classical clarinetist for me was probably thin. So I started doing more playing of the saxophone at that time. And my first job offer I actually got was a job to be a jazz band director. I auditioned for the job in East St. Louis at Lincoln High School in East St. Louis, and I got the job. To be honest with you, I learned on the job because of my experiences through college, and there was no jazz education. We played, but you basically learned on your own.
What are some people or influences along the way that kind of helped you get where you are now?
I think what really helped me was when I moved to St. Louis and started working and teaching there, I started playing with a lot of professional jazz musicians. And I got in a group called the George Hudson Big Band. And George Hudson played in the Blue Devils with Count Basie. He played in Benny Moten's band with Count Basie. And he was in a small group with Count Basie. In fact, that's how he ended up in St. Louis. And his group was a group that everybody around St. Louis played in. Even Miles Davis played in this group. In fact, when I got there, Clark Terry just left. So in that band, I actually had an opportunity to play with musicians who came out of the Basie band, the lead trumpet player from Ray Charles' band, the drummer from the Count Basie Orchestra, and had an opportunity to learn a lot on the job.
Graduate school, as it were, was playing in the big band with all these guest artists.
Oh, and all great the musicians. And also start studying the music myself and working with people like Clark Terry, who was one of my main mentors. I studied the music through the literature and through all the people that, quote unquote, were part of the history of this music.
What are you most proud of?
When I taught high school, I wanted my students to be able to go to any program and be functional in any music program in the country, whether it's classical music or jazz literature. And so I taught them how to study the literature, how to improvise, how to respect the music, how to learn the music, but also how to teach the music. When I started here, I based the foundation of this program on graduate studies, but based on pedagogy, learn how to teach jazz. And so many students have come from here hitting jazz programs all over the world now.
What are some of the other things you've been able to accomplish during your time at NIU?
There was a time before I got here, you had some students that can improvise. Now you have only one or two students that don't improvise. And the recruitment has improved a lot because myself working with Jazz Lincoln Center in New York and also doing all states. You know, I've done all states and directed the top students for every state in the union except New York. And so the base of our ability to recruit students is at a whole different level. Also being able to bring a cross-section of minority students in here. When I got here, there was very few minority students in the program. Now we have Hispanic students, students from Japan, from China, Afro-American students from Chicago, well, from all over the country, from Miami. So it's just a whole different mix of students now, too, rather than just students from the region here. We get students from all over, and not just graduate students, we get undergrad students from all over the world now. So it's just a totally different climate here now. And that's one thing leaving. I'm really hoping and praying able to bring someone in who's still able to recruit internationally and recruit students that are diverse, keep the organizations diverse as the music is diverse. Those things are things that I've made a conscious effort to accomplish.